isn't it? And to think of it as all started off when I was 18 years old and joined the Marine Corps.
Right.
I mean, you know, I was 18 years old and 19 years old in a combat zone.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I joined the Merchant Marine. Mm-hmm. Because the war was a big deal for me. And I was a combat Marine. I was a forward observer.
Yeah.
A forward observer for an 81 mortar unit. But anyways, it set the path of my whole life.
Yeah.
I no longer could be around large groups of people. I didn't want to be around large groups of people. It made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I saw what people can do in their worst case scenarios. I seen the dark side of man, and I didn't want to be part of that anymore. I didn't want to be part of civilization anymore. I didn't want to be part of this country.
Right.
So I kind of like ran away.
To sea.
Yeah, I hid. I could hide on board a ship. Not necessarily hide, but I could control my environment.
Right.
I only had to deal with 20 other people. I can control that. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm telling you this is the why I'm in the Merchant Marine is that I did it because of the war, mm-hmm. the Vietnam War. I was a Marine in the war, and I didn't like what I saw, and it left major scars on me. And I just had to get out. I had to get away.
Yeah.
I got away. I learned how to compensate. I compensated very well. Mm-hmm. I became a successful career officer, but all it was compensation for what happened to me when I was 19 years old.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting.
And that's why I joined the Merchant Marine, and now I'm home. And now I got to deal with what I left behind in 1970.
Yeah.
It's still there. I'm still dealing with that.
Yeah.
I'm still dealing with that, mm-hmm. and I got to figure it out because. My way to compensate before was to run away.
Yeah.
Now I'm no longer running away. I got to face my reality.
Right, right.
Which I'm looking forward to, actually.
Yeah. What do you have in mind for retirement?
This is gonna kill you. I'm continuing to run away. I want to go. I'm thinking about going to Spain in a few months. I'm going to go to the Pyrenees. I want to walk across the Pyrenees on the frontier between Spain and France, and then I want to walk across the, go head west to Santiago, mm-hmm. and then maybe continue on to Cape Finisterre. That's like a 3-month walk.
Oh, you're going to walk the entire way?
Yeah, the whole thing.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself. My wife said, go, go, go. You know, she says, you've been gone half my life anyways.
Right, she's used to
that. Yeah, right, so that's what I'm going to be, I'm getting into hiking big time. Major hiking.
Cool.
I'll go on the Appalachian Trail. I'm going to do the long walk in Vermont, I think, in August. So I'm planning on doing a lot of hiking.
That's great.
Yeah, camping.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm going out away right. in the wilderness, getting away from people. Because quite frankly, honestly, I can't change. And I'm not changing at this point in my life.